get a bit more into like the organization that you're involved with.
Certainly.
Could you tell me a bit more about that?
Sure. Well, it's the NSCLRP, National Socialist Canadian Labor Revival Party.
Okay.
And so National Socialism is a socially and racially conscious form of nationalism in which we just seek to preserve the founding heritage of our country, that is to say the English and French heritage. And also it's a system of belief that is about honor, nobility, and doing the right thing. And telling the truth. And so that is what I've endeavored to do with my poster campaign, and just to address issues that really are not addressed in the mainstream media that we believe are of concern to the Canadian public.
And so in what sense is this a political organization?
It is a political party. We're working towards becoming, I'm not sure what the term is, but once you get like 250 members, you can register as an official political party. So regardless of whether or not that happens, Michael Thurlow, the leader of the party, is planning on running a campaign in 2023. So we hope to see our interests brought to the forefront one way or another.
How long have you held these beliefs? Has this been something that's it's been with you for a long time, and how did that originate within you?
Well, I was not always racially aware. First of all, I should say that I like people of all races. I'm a very friendly and loving person, and I certainly feel that everyone, no matter their race, has a valuable perspective and something of value to contribute. But it was just I just tend to look around, and the information I can gather directly from my senses is what I led me towards these, to ask these questions. You know, why am I seeing, you know, more and more foreign people? And I just, for myself, I tend to want to have foresight and to see how our society is going to continue to see these changes and what those implications are going to be for our descendants. And my desire is to create a better future for Canadians.
Use an eagle on your papers.
The Roman eagle, yes, goes back to Rome.
So you're going with the antiquities in Rome. Are you associating yourselves with the Nazi format of creating an Aryan race, or like the ideal Canadian here? Like,
well, really, the National Socialist principles can be applied by any race. Germany, as it stands, with the failure of the National Socialist Party in the 40s, unfortunately, since that event, Germany has been completely genocided. I mean, their demographics have shifted so dramatically that there's no way that the once glorious nation of Germany and its Aryan race will be able to continue. And we want to prevent that from happening in Canada, if possible.
So do you feel the Holocaust was justified then?
Well, I believe that the victors wrote the history, and what we've been taught in school and through Hollywood has been a rather one-sided account. And so I've heard first-person testimonies of Holocaust survivors that seem to conflict with the prevailing view that it was nothing but, you know, a horror atrocity, you know, massive genocide of Jews, because if you look at the state of Israel today, it's a protected ethnostate. Israel has explicitly racial border laws. There's no citizenship by birth in Israel. It's citizenship by blood. You have to have Jewish ancestry to become a citizen of Israel. And not only that, they have a border wall. And they have implemented all of these policies to protect their country, which I think is really smart, and which I would like to see us adopt in similar policies.
Virtue by blood.
Yes, well, I believe that citizenship by birth creates an incentive for invasion, because if it's that easy to become a Canadian citizen, you know, I mean, what is there to really protect our citizenship?
Basically, colonialism. That could have only existed because of immigration. Why was that okay, and now it's not?
Well, actually, our coming here preceded the founding of Canada. So, at the time that the French and English came here, there was no country to immigrate to, and nor any immigration laws. And so, we came here and basically traded for land upon which we built our colonies.
Would you sympathize with the views of other people in your group? Like, would you say you guys are like-minded for the most part?
Like, yes, with Michael and everybody else? I would say probably, like, we perhaps have some minor disagreements, but we've come together in unity to represent the interests of our country.
Okay.
Yes. So basically, I mean, we do agree on most issues, most major issues, I would say. So, yes.
Okay. So I've read a little bit of stuff on Michael and some stuff he's put out, and I've read some stuff on a couple chat boards, and a lot of the stuff I see is anti-Semitic, and it's kind of just using a blanket term against Jews. Saying that they're working against white population and also anti-Islamic stuff. So would you agree with those views? Or?
Well, just from my own research, I looked up the Jews that are in Parliament, I believe, in 2015. There was an article put out by a Jewish organization within Canada. And basically, these Jews in Parliament are promoting diversity as a Canadian value in one breath, and in the next breath they're saying they admire the State of Israel. And as I previously said in this interview earlier, is the State of Israel is a protected ethnic homeland for Jews, which rightfully it should be. I believe Jews should be protected in their homeland just as we should be protected in ours. But the point is that there are Jews in Parliament that are promoting these types of views of diversity and increasing immigration for us, while, you know, they're saying that they admire the, you know, the border walls and the ethnic, you know, immigration laws that Israel has. So it just, there seems to be a bit of a double standard there. I'm not saying this is all Jews that feel this way. There's certainly honorable Jews, I believe, that support our view, and in that, you know, they have they're privileged to be in our country here, you know, and I think they should support our country and its continuation and its present form without the massive demographic assault and attack I feel we're under.
So if the Canadian government were to implement some sort of policy along these lines, what would your suggestion be, or what would your vision be for determining who would be considered white with regards to those benefits and to those resources?
Well, I would just say for now we just need to halt all immigration and deport all first-generation immigrants. We really need to start there. I am not going to really try to break it down to that extent because, I mean, if you're mostly of white heritage, if you were probably, I would say, more than 50%, you would probably be considered white. Descendants. Advocating against wide-scale miscegenation, because once we're 12 to 20% of the population and we're so overwhelmed and have no democratic representation of our interests or control over our country anymore, you know, whiteness will probably cease to exist as we, you know it. And perhaps there will be much more wide-scale race mixing, and perhaps it will become extremely difficult to tell who's white and who's not at that point, which is something I would like to avoid. I mean, I'm trying to have foresight. I mean, this is something that I may not even live to see myself, but I'm trying to have foresight for my descendants.